This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today address a public meeting in Nawada in Bihar. Along with BJP leaders, members of other constituent parties of NDA will also attend the meeting. This is the second election rally of Prime Minister within a week in Bihar. Earlier on the 4th of April, Prime Minister, who is a star campaigner of BJP, had launched the Lok Sabha election campaign of NDA from Jamui constituency. Elaborate security arrangements have been made in view of the PM's program in Nawada. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in Nawada Lok Sabha segment along with Gaya, Aurangabad and Jamui under the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Terming Congress's manifesto as a bundle of lies, the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has announced that his third term is not far off and the BJP government is going to take bigger decisions in the first 100 days against corruption. Mr. Modi was addressing an election meeting in Pushkar of Rajasthan yesterday. He said, the action that took place in the last 10 years is just a trailer. There is a lot that needs to be done. He termed the Congress's manifesto as a bundle of lies and said that each of its pages smells of dividing the nation. He said today's Congress has neither principles nor policies left. He said the BJP is committed to building a new India. Later, the Prime Minister also held a roadshow at Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh last evening. The roadshow was organized from Maliwara Chowk in Nayaganj to Chaudhary Mode in Gandhinagar. A large number of people gathered on both sides of the road welcomed Mr. Modi enthusiastically. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present on the occasion. The polling will be held in the second phase on the 26th of April. BJP National President JP Nadda held a roadshow in Kozhikode, Kerala last night in support of M.T. Ramesh, the party candidate in the Kozhikode parliamentary constituency. Addressing party workers at the end of the roadshow, Mr. Nadda observed that the opposition ranks are bereft of leaders as they are either in jail or on bail. Stating that both UDF and LDF in Kerala are two sides of the same coin, he alleged that both are interested only in corruption. The BJP leader observed that plutocracy prevails in the state and added that although the two fronts fight each other locally, their joining hands at the national level smacked hypocrisy and ideological confusion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hit out at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over his remarks on Jammu and Kashmir at a rally in Jaipur yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that it is shameful to hear that the Congress party is asking what is the relation with Kashmir. Mr. Shah said that he would like to remind the Congress party that Jammu and Kashmir is an integral part of India and every state and citizen has the right over Jammu and Kashmir, just as the people of Jammu and Kashmir have the right over the rest of India. He said the Congress does not know that many brave sons of Rajasthan have sacrificed their lives for peace and security in Kashmir. He said such statements hurt every patriotic citizen who cares for the unity and integrity of the nation. Defence Minister and BJP leader Rajnath Singh has assured the countrymen that our country's borders are completely safe. Addressing a public meeting in Singrauli, Madhya Pradesh, he said that during the Congress government, terrorist incidents used to take place in one state or the other, but our government has strongly stopped them. Targeting the opposition, Rajnath Singh said that the leaders of Congress and its allies intimidate people and create hatred among them. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, raided multiple locations in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar in CPI Maoist anti-India conspiracy case yesterday. NIA teams carried out searches at the premises of accused and suspected persons at 11 locations in Balia district of Uttar Pradesh and one location in Kaimur district of Bihar in connection with the case registered originally by the anti-terror squad of Uttar Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing a victory target of 184 runs, Rajasthan Royals made 189 for 4 in 19.1 overs. For Rajasthan Royals, Joss Butler made unbeaten 100 runs and was declared the player of the match. Today's match would be Gujarat Titans versus the Lucknow Super Giants. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.